Do you believe in Christmas miracles? Written by Lynette Kittle, read by Laura Hopkins. Today's verse is Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Have you noticed how many Christmas movies focus on receiving a Christmas miracle? Although many center on Santa Claus making things happen, still Christmas is portrayed as a time for long-awaited hopes and dreams to be fulfilled. Rightly so, too, because Christmas is all about miracles. It's a celebration of the miraculous virgin birth of Jesus, God come to earth in human form to live among mankind and save people from their sins. What could be more miraculous than that? So how do you approach Christmas? Are you hoping for God to do the impossible in your life? Do you believe what Jesus said, that all things are possible with God? If you aren't expecting God to do the impossible at Christmas or any other time of year, perhaps it's because of past disappointments, of times where you had great hope and anticipation but didn't see your prayers answered. If so, ask God to renew your expectancy in Him, to revive your faith despite your disappointments. Choose to base what you believe about God on what Scripture says about Him, rather on past discouraging experiences. If former letdowns are holding you back from having faith in God, James chapter 1, verse 6 encourages you to believe with all your heart and not doubt God, because doubt inhibits the impossible. Scripture explains what happened when Jesus visited his hometown and the residents doubted him. Their disbelief affected what they were able to receive from Jesus. As Matthew chapter 13, verse 58 explains, and he did not do many miracles there because of their lack of faith. If you're lacking faith in believing God is able to do the impossible, ask him to increase your faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 explains, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Consider how everything you see created was once impossible without God. As John chapter 1, verse 3 explains, through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. As Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17 describes, ah, sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16 further describes, for in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. At Christmas and all year long, choose to believe that nothing is too difficult for God to bring about in your life, by stepping out in faith and asking him to transform your impossibilities into possibilities.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank you for loving and caring for me.
With Christian Prayer Meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian Prayer Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.